Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican?
Republican.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following does describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You're definitely going.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Okay, got it. You know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th?
By mail.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your age?
Sixty-eight. 68.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Linda Bartz. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion, got it, thank you. Then we have Kathy Townsend.
Unfavorable.
And would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Ken Mascara.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, got it. And then we have Keith Pearson.
No opinion.
Okay. Then we have Richard Del Toro.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I think he is Republican.
Okay. He is Republican.
As about it.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
He's Uh,
Do you want me to? Do you want me to repeat the question?
No, I understand. The word is nest.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary elections for Lucy County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
The Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the Republican primary election for Lucy County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kari Townsend or Audra Macon?
Audra.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Audra Macon?
Definitely.
Okay. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Lucy County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Keith Pearson, or Preston Michael DiFrancesco?
The first one? Del Toro.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Del Toro?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as Lucy County Sheriff? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I would disapprove.
Okay, and would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Sorry.
Okay, thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for Lucy County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to read you the choice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have
You haven't heard anything.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for Lucy County Sheriff in the past few weeks? You saw a television ad? You received something in the mail? Did you receive a text message? Did you receive a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer or something else?
Mail and
Television.
Male.
Okay, male and television.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for Lucy County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
More likely.
It is much more likely or somewhat more likely? Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
And
is that somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your main racial background? White, Caucasian?
White.
White, okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.